Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen, looking at things on at the cinema and also on the streaming services at home that we can watch. Susie, I believe we're going to kick off with something at the cinema, a film called Red Notice. What's this about?
G'day, Kat. So this one's out now, and it's about an FBI profiler who is on the hunt for a criminal called The Bishop, who is the number one art thief in the world. In order to catch her, he teams up with the second most renowned art thief, and hijinks ensues. Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, he stars as the FBI agent. We've got Ryan Reynolds as the art thief and Gal Gadot of Wonder Woman fame as The Bishop, and they all bring this action comedy to life.
There's some very funny people in there. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Hi, guys. How'd you find me?
You stole William Strang's Lady with the Red Hat from the Tate.
You can't prove that was me. I got that on Etsy.
I want you to help me catch the most wanted art thief in the world, The Bishop.
Hello, boys. It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
Why is it called Red Notice, Susie? What does that mean?
So a red notice is actually an official term used by Interpol. It's a global alert to hunt and capture the world's most wanted criminals. So it's actually no laughing matter. There are over 7,000 people currently on Interpol's red notice list. You can relax. There's only 4 people wanted in connection to Swiss-related crimes. And they are mostly to do with organized crime from the 60s, so we can take a breath.
Oh, good.
This isn't the first film that director Rawson Marshall Thurber has worked on with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's actually the third. He's the director of a cult classic from 2004, Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story. He then went on to direct We're the Millers before working with Johnson on 2 films before this one. So if his comedy films are anything to go by, Red Notice will likely be a hit.
I have to say I'm a fan of heist movies. I'm a fan of comedy, particularly Ryan Reynolds and The Rock and their rather sarcastic comedy, quite roasting humour as well. I'm a fan of Gal Gadot just being a wonderful, talented lead. So I am in. Let's move away from the cinema. The big screen, and let's look at something on the little screen. We're looking at something that's going to bring us, I think, crashing back down to reality in a rather beautiful and humbling way. This is a really hard-hitting mini-series about marriage, and it's brought to you by Sky Show. It's called Scenes from a Marriage.
Yeah, so this is a 5-part mini-series, and it follows the story of love, hatred, desire, monogamy, marriage, and divorce from the point of view of the modern-day American couple. So the story is actually a remake of the Swedish original from the 70s, where divorce wasn't really as widely discussed back then, and the series became iconic. The American version gives us a look at the subject matter through a modern-day lens.
Let's have a quick listen to this one.
In the beginning of a relationship, everything is thrilling and it's new. You just believe as a couple, nothing can hurt you. And then you gradually start to realize that actually anything can hurt you.
We're gonna sit here and we're gonna talk as long as it takes, okay?
But there's nothing left to say.
What is this? What is this thing where we can't talk?
This is a place.
Do you know how long I've wanted to leave?
There's something about shows like this where I start to really appreciate the actors in it so much because everything is so realist and subtle that I think, goodness, it's a very technical way of acting, in fact.
Yeah, and Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, they're really comfortable together on screen, and it probably helps that they actually trained together at Juilliard and they've been friends for 20 years. So I guess if you have to get up close and personal with a work colleague, it helps if you've been friends for a while. They actually worked together on another film as a married couple called A Most Violent Year. So they've done this a few times.
And yet I don't actually recognise these lead actors. They're new to me. But this whole thing is really interesting that it's a modern take of a show that came out in the 70s. Is it very different then?
So the original series was a 6-part miniseries, and this one is only a 5-part miniseries. This remake follows very closely to the original source. except that an episode was skipped on this remake. Even the names have been kept with English varieties used instead of the Swedish versions of names. There are some changes, but in general, the updated story is true to the original.
Okay, which shows that maybe we haven't changed as much as we thought that we had over the last 50 years. Let's move on to Netflix Cowboy Bebop. It comes out on the 19th of November. This one is about bounty hunters.
Yeah, so it's a Western set in space. It follows Spike and his crew of bounty hunters, or cowboys, as they try to capture the galaxy's worst criminals and survive the unexpected dangers they encounter throughout space, sometimes saving the world in the process, but always leaving a trail of destruction behind them.
This is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Hey, nut buckets! There's no payout if you shoot him in the face.
That was him.
Please.
I got him with three clean slugs in the leg.
I never miss, and I aim for his leg.
You never miss?
Never.
You aim for the face.
I did not. You
That's
clearly
why he doesn't
got him.
Have a face.
It's highly stylized, and by that I mean styled like a comic book.
Yeah, so this live-action series comes off the back of a successful anime series from the 90s. It spawned a manga series, a film, and now this live-action Americanized TV series.
Okay, so we've got Cowboy Bebop on Netflix. We also had a look at Scenes from a Marriage out from the 19th of November this week. That's on Sky Show, the miniseries, and also Red Notice out now at the cinema. Thanks so much, Susie, for telling us what's on the big screen and the little screen this week.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.